This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And a new airline has sprung up in the South that's banking on the idea that small planes and small airports mean smaller hassles. From New Orleans, Eve Trow reports.
New Orleans has Louis Armstrong International, but also Lakefront Airport. The tarmac's flanked by green marsh, and an Art Deco terminal sits on the shores of Lake Pontchartrain. It handles about 50 flights a day, says Brayton Matthews, with Flightline First, one of the airport's operators. Mostly corporate clients, like big law firms.
If they can put five attorneys on an airplane, fly them in here at 7 o'clock in the morning, do the business they need to do, and have them back in their office, it saves them plenty of money and plenty of time.
That's partly because Lakefront is so low-key. You pull up, park for free, walk a few steps into the terminal, scoop some free popcorn, drink a free soda. When the plane's ready, you walk a few more feet and get on. That's it. Now a new carrier offers this experience to anybody. I meet Southern Airways Express Chief Operating Officer Keith Sisson as he lands from Florida.
We're not going to frisk your grandmother. You know, you can bring all the shampoo you want.
The plane is full, all nine seats, a mix of business and pleasure travelers.
This is a private plane experience, but we sell it by the seat to the general public.
Based in Memphis, Southern flies to cities like Oxford, Mississippi and Destin, Florida, places people usually drive between. Fares run about $300 round trip. Airline analyst Mike Lum, based in Dallas, says the business model is unique. He estimates Southern needs six people on each flight to cover its costs.
And can they get the message out? It's very expensive to market.
So far, much of that's happening by word of mouth. Boarding the plane from New Orleans to Memphis, first-time customer Michelle Dorian was practically giddy at the lack of a body scanner.
I know. Can you believe that? I know. And I even have a corkscrew with me. They haven't asked.
Southern Airways Express is banking that kind of rediscovered freedom and the saved time of driving is worth the price to fly. In New Orleans, I'm Eve Trow for Marketplace.